connections to your Shraddha, etc. And therefore, you have to look more on this field. What is very important for you is that after the Japa retreat and Ketan retreat, when you go home, that you try to take something with you and maintain it. That's crucial. If you crucial means it decides whether you have if you have benefit, a huge benefit or only a slight benefit. Crucial is, I don't know how to translate this word in other. It's a deciding factor. What is crucial? It decides whether you will have the full benefit or not. And it's this practice. You have to see whatever you that you immediately take something into your life and apply it for your benefit. That is crucial. That's of utmost importance. Good. And so today is verse 6 of the Shikshastakam. We will quickly sing Jai Radha Madhava with the right pitch.
Where do we sing?
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Jaya Prabhupadat, 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 Srila Prabhupadat. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Stutu Satasi Simat Istivayin Grisi Lave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna. Govinda Mohini, we have reserved a place for you here. Yes? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking the last verse, where he described himself to be fallen in the ocean of birth and death and utterly helpless, some very interesting emotions arose in his heart. He said, I'm drowning, I'm helpless. The waves of the ocean are battling me back and forth. I think this painting really has captured the essence of this situation. I'm in great danger, my dear Lord. Please, out of your mercy, give me some safety. Bring me to the safe place of service to your lotus feet. So as he was praying this, in his heart, Ati Utkanta developed. Utkanta is a very interesting spiritual emotion, which I think you had when you started your spiritual life. Utkanta means something like a collar. Do you understand what is collar? Usually our Vaishnava shirts don't have this. It's like usual that they have a collar. Do I say it correctly, Krishna Kirtan? It's this thing here which goes up at the hand. That's a collar. And Utkanta means out of the collar. What it means is you stretch your head out in great eagerness. You are expecting something to happen. You expect actually a spiritual input from above, some mercy or a darshan or something from Krishna, a sign. So Utkanta is translated best as eagerness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he prayed for being again connected with Krishna, great eagerness awoke and great dainya, a natural eagerness and humility then awoke in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started to pray for something which we will discuss today. He started to pray for actually love of Godhead. I don't know if you have forgotten this. The whole purpose of joining Krishna consciousness is to get love and ecstatic love. Do you sometimes think about this, or have you forgotten this? It's we are about love. I don't know if you have, we are a little shy to say it, but in institutions we say millions of other things. We want this, we want to build this building, we want to keep all our principles intact, we want to see that no deviation is there, and so on. But really the idea here is this is for love. I don't know if you are sometimes remembering this. It's quite something, my dear devotees, you have gotten in. You are on a loving journey. So, with this mood where he prays for ecstatic love, not just some love, you know, like we find in this world, he wants extra-worldly love, you know, out of this world, ecstatic, not static. So he prays now for the symptoms of these ecstatic love, which are outward signs that something moves you inside. He approaches it from the outside, and then he will go to in this next verse, in verse 7, to the inner symptoms of love, of Godhead. So here's the verse. Please let us chant it together. I think it is there. Nayanam galada shudaraya vadanam gatkara rudaya gira pulakai nichitam vapu kada tavanama grahane bhavishyati. Once again, please. Nayanam galada shudaraya valanam gatkada rudaya gira ulakaye nijidam vapu kada tavanama grahane bhavishyadi. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Enough with this dry chanting, this loveless chanting, this desert chanting. When will you give me this genuine feeling of love? And he continues in this way, and it's a very, very nice verse where he really says, without love of Godhead, my life is useless, so useless. So useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of Godhead. Oh, nice. So this is how he prays. He wants to be given a place of servitude, and he wants a payment for that. He doesn't come for free. He wants to be paid in coins of love. That is his desire. So let us look at this now, and look at it from the point of view of us here, on our last day of the Japa retreat. Please chant with me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashachari Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Nama Mahamantra Eita Svabhava Jai Japetara Krishna Upajaye Bhava.
This verse says, it talks about the natural fruit of chanting Hare Krishna. It says, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna, Bhava. In this verse we hear, it means this verse which we chanted, not the one which I chanted afterwards, but in this verse where Mahaprabhu wants to have the ecstatic symptoms of love, tears in the eyes, a faltering voice, he can't speak any longer, and the bristling of the hair on his body. In this verse, Mahaprabhu describes what is the visible symptoms of bhava. Next one verse, he will speak about the foundational which invisible principles behind this. So, I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you chanting Hare Krishna? Don't answer it. It is a tricky question. If you may say yes, you might be caught. Well, here it says that you will immediately develop loving ecstasy for Krishna. Immediately. Are you having ecstatic love of God, like the one which we... Do you sometimes cry and you can't speak any longer? And what's about your hairs? Are they standing like the leaves of the Shimula tree? That means Struwelpeter, we say in Germany. What's wrong with you? Why don't you feel ecstasy in Krishna consciousness? Why are you so normal? It is because we are still learning to chant Hare Krishna. We are still in the neophyte state where we still are experimenting on it, and we should ask really, how can we chant? It's almost like, you know, when a child is driving a bicycle, the child has these three wheels or two wheels on the side of the bicycle because he really doesn't know how to drive. He has no idea what balance is, the feeling of balance which you need when you drive your bicycle. You should all, you know, go on your bicycle and get the feeling of the balance. It's a beautiful feeling. You can go up with your hands if you have a proper bicycle, and then you can drive with feeling. The child also drives, but there is not this feeling of balance there. This is how we chant. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our lips are certainly moving, but we don't as of yet have this feeling of loving ecstasy for Krishna. It's what is described in our scriptures. It's a devotional service in practice. We are practicing it. It's not yet imbued with genuine devotional feelings. We are going through the motions. This is how you say it in English. Wir machen die äußeren Bewegungen. Like this curtain. The curtain doesn't have devotional feelings, but it moves. It's an electrical current, I think. Is it mechanical? It's a mechanical movement. What? Yes, it's moved by a material energy, and it's a mechanical movement. And you can see it. It looks certainly accurate, but the certain devotional ecstasy is not there in the current. You know, a curtain that goes bzzz, like a normal theater curtain. And this is a curtain of God. It should be a little bit more ecstatic. So I'm drawing analogies to make you understand the difference between devotional service and service. The difference between chanting and chanting with devotional feelings. The difference between appropriation, in Deutsch, die Annäherung, we are approaching something, and having come there and doing the real thing. I'm not doing this to make you depressed or to blaspheme and offend you on your last day of the Japa retreat. I'm doing this in order to encourage you, please move forward. There is a great, there is something which you don't yet know, and which you, but which at the same time you long so much to attain it, and it's available right there on your tongue. It is as close as your tongue is, and your ears are. You know, it is very wonderful process, but please don't take it lightly. Please don't be satisfied riding forever on a bicycle with three wheels with two supportive wheels, without really the feeling of balance, the whole thing about bicycle riding. Huh? Please don't be satisfied to just go through the external motions. If you remain on that level, I guarantee you, you will look for satisfaction outside of Krishna consciousness, in allowed sense gratification, you know. It's a crucial point, my dear devotees. The promise is there, and now some of you will think, "Yeah, Maharaj, but that's an empty promise." I will prove to you today that it's not an empty promise. I will try to show you that it is possible within even your own experience. Right now means right now. No, I don't want to say. At the end of the class, the whole room will dance in ecstasy of Bhava. No, not like this. But it is within the reach. At least that was Prabhupada's promise to all of us, and he did write this to his disciples in letters. He said, I don't want to quote my own letter because then you would think, you know, Prabhupada wrote a very encouraging letter for my initiation. He promised there that the Krishna consciousness will be experienced in this lifetime. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal example is such that he obviously has the symptoms of ecstasy. I would like to read to you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting. When Mahaprabhu jumped and danced, he was wonderfully transformed. As all the eight symptoms of Sattvika Bhavas simultaneously erupted in him. The hair on his body stood on end. in this verse he prays for it, but it actually stood on end, and his body appeared like a smooth silk shimuli tree with thorns. Jup, jup. Seeing his teeth chattering, people feared his teeth would fall from his mouth. Blood poured like perspiration from his pores. Stammering, he called to Jagannath, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. He didn't. This means his voice falters. Huh? His eyes poured forth water like a fountain, drenching everyone on all sides. You know, when he danced, it's described. From his eyes, water squinted forward. Everyone got, wow, Shri tears. I have Shri tears of Gauranga. You know, they got drenched. Drenched means it's all over you, and the clothes hangs straight down your limbs. You know, it's drenched. In view of everyone, his hue, means his bodily color, changed from golden, then to reddish brown, then to the color of a jasmine flower. That's white. Sometimes he was stunned, means he couldn't move. And sometimes he rolled on the ground. His limbs became hard like sticks of dry wood and did not move. Losing his breath, he fell to the ground. And seeing this, the devotees lost their own life breath. No, please, on the ground again. Tears poured from his eyes. Mucus, Shri mucus, ran from his nose, and foam poured from his mouth like streams of, you know, this was ecstatic tears, and everything else is like nectar which comes. It came from his mouth, says Krishna, as Kaviraj, like streams of nectar falling from the moon. Remember, Mahaprabhu doesn't have a material body like us. So, I would like to discuss what are these emotions. When I first read Prabhupada's On Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, where he says, you will experience ecstatic movements in your body, your voice will falter, your body will perspire, your hairs will stand on end, you will be stunned. But I remember I read this, and just one fraction of a section, the idea came, do I want this? But then, because I was a beginner in spiritual life, I remembered my favorite musicians who were real, from the musical point of view, at least I thought so, were good musicians. And I remembered when the music started to come, and how they were moved by the music. I remember at that time, I hope you won't mind, a concert by my favorite group, name is withhold here, and they couldn't perform very good. It was very miserable, the concert. They had to play complicated music, and it just didn't come. The group was not together. Maybe they were jet lagged or something. And we all, we music lovers, it was in the early. I remember I started praying, my dear God, please. relieve them, give them their musical talent back. It's gone at the moment. I remembered, you know, because they really tried, and it was miserable, really. There was no music in the concert, just noise. And I remember I prayed. I was a very God-conscious person all the time, prayed. And I don't think it's because of my prayers. It's because of maybe their love for music. All of a sudden, the music came, and they just played. And it was just light, and you could see they were not playing. It was the music was playing through them. Sports people, when they perform, describe this also, that I didn't do this. It came into me. It's an experience of intuition, of inspiration, which honest people know is not due to their own abilities. There are books about it, and maybe you have read these things. You know, where great artists say, like Mozart says, I'm not composing my pieces of music. It's wrong to say. When I least expect it, he says, maybe on a walk through a park, all of a sudden, the whole composition in its entirety, not step by step, but in its, that means the complete thing, is there in my heart, and all I need to do is I need to sit down and write it down, and that's it. I am not afraid to admit that I am not the writer of this music. It's God. The small artists don't. They always think I'm doing it. But the real ones, they understand it's not them. This is a relative example. Yes, God may have given Mozart something, but he would have been ready to give much more if Mozart would be a little bit more, a little better in the regulative principles and enchanting his 16 rounds. You know, I'm joking from our perspective. I mean, he gives everyone what they can take and accept. But so here we speak of something which is given by God, bhava, or love, which comes from Krishna. And what it does is, I need to say this because, see, in academic terms, up till maybe 7 years ago, people could not distinguish the symptoms of bhava from madness. Because it is true that under certain material circumstances, like fear or sadness, these symptoms like tears and perspiration, change of color, you know, when you are in love, you blush, you become red all of a sudden like a tomato. I don't think when you are an Indian body, you also blush in some ways, I heard. But it's not as visible, the tomato color, as when you have a white color. But it's the tomato effect is also there, I hear. These things happen under extreme emotional situations. But, my dear devotees, you cannot compare it with bhava, with love of Godhead. It may appear similar from the outside. However, when it's bhava, it's different. What it means is, it's a spiritual emotion which captures the mind. The mind will become illumined, means full of light, and spiritual emotions will move through the body on, Rupa Goswami is very analytical here, on the vehicle of prana, that's the subtle life airs. And in this way, bhava, this emotion which is transported, so to say, to the different elements, creates these extraordinary effects in you. When bhava influences the earth element, you're paralyzed. When bhava influences the water element, can you imagine what happens to you? Tears, you know everything. You are spiritually bhavuka devotees. Huh? So I think I don't need to go through anything. I want to make it very clear. It's a divine input, an investment from above. I liked that very much yesterday when Krishna invested his heart, his feelings into the three respective chanters' heart. Do you remember how Krishna came and gave his feel his heart into them? Did you remember? Do you remember? And did you also feel not good when Krishna took it from the last chanter? He took that devotional, he took his investment from that chanter. Oof. So Bhava, or Krishna consciousness, is always an investment from Krishna. And when you have it in your heart, when you have it, then I want to make it clear, it's not a material emotion which you can produce, like things like affection can come out of your heart, or great wonderment, you can be astonished or so. No, it is always an investment from Krishna, from above, but then it travels through your body and does something with you. I personally have good news for you. You have chanted in this Japa retreat, and I really think Hare Krishna Madhuri, Haribo. I really feel Krishna has invested something in you, and you need to take good care of this. It's still fresh, and maybe you don't know, but you have a divine investment in you. So, Rupa Goswami says prema is like a sun. It's even more powerful, and bhava is like one of its rays. So from the sun of Krishna prema, that ray of bhava comes into your heart, and then illumines your heart and mind. Now in India, you might have seen people like to imitate such symptoms. I think you have heard in the lectures from our Swamis who were in India, funny stories of people who just wanted to pretend I'm a Baba Bhakta, and they rolled on the floor and they cried and they... You have this often. I remember in the Vrindavan temple, once a whole group of these people came. They were really they had shminka on. What is it? They were men. They had this kajal on the ears, and then they started to dance and woo, they started to cry, I was leading the kirtan, and I really stopped the kirtan because it became just so disturbing. But then the devotees urged me to again get into the kirtan and to get into the same kirtan with the same force and speed and rhythm and all. And what to do when devotees asked you, then I can't contain myself. Then zoop, I was back. And again, I went like, oh no, I have to close my eyes here. This is not right, you know. And they really went. And afterwards, I remember, I went out of the kirtan and I saw them outside of the temple. They smoked and they were quarreling with each other. Like oh, really bad quarrel, you know. And I just went by... And I said, Baba, nay, no Baba, you have no feelings, you're just imitating, you know. And I had to say it, it was just my German nature, you know, which I could not, my heavy German nature, which I could not control at that moment, you know. And they were Swamiji, you know, they understood the message. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Bhava just doesn't move only the body, has to move the heart. And someone who has Bhava, what he will feel in his heart is forbearance, forbearance means like tolerance, huh? Then he will really be concerned that his time should not be wasted. He wants to engage it in Krishna consciousness always. Someone who has this symptoms of love, he will feel detached from things, and he will have, remember our theater play, he has an absence of false prestige. Now, this is now, on the positive side, he has a great hope. It's not just positive thinking, but he, Asha Bandha, he has this hope, I will become Krishna conscious. He has this great eagerness, and he has the taste for chanting the holy name. He likes it. He has attachment to the descriptions of the transcendental qualities of Krishna. He wants to hear about Krishna. Can you tell me about Krishna? You just came from Vrindavan, or you just came from the Japa retreat. Can you tell me? And he wants to actually reside at the places where Krishna had his pastimes. He says, what am I doing in Belgium? I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to go to Sridhar Mayapur. You know, he has an attachment for this. It moves his heart. He wants to be where the beloved is. You know, when you love, you want to be where the one you love is. So when you have some feeling for Krishna, you want to be where Krishna is, Vrindavan, or he is Govardhan. My God, he lifted the Govardhan. Here is this, here is that. You just, and although you have been million times on Parikram, you want to go again and see it again because it's where your Krishna is. So this is how bhakti affects the heart or the mind and the body. Huh? It's not a physical thing. Now, I want to make a point. This ingress is the word. You know, ingress means something comes into you. You know, like this ingression happens also to every serious devotee. Srila Prabhupada gives us an example. When you take iron and bring it into the fire, it begins to first warm up, then it becomes really glowing. Not glowing in the beginning. It becomes hot, actually. Then it starts to glow. And then, thump, the iron really blushes, you could say. It glows, and it is pervaded on all sides. On all sides with fire, and it technically is still iron, but by all symptoms it acts like fire. So in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, you may be a little warm. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, you are a little warm for Krishna. Like you may in a kirtan feel, wow, this is good. Kirtan is the best. And you may feel something like yesterday there was this moment when Krishna invested in this devotee. And then when Krishna took that heart out of his heart away from that devotee, I felt, oh no, please put it back again, you know. No, don't do this, please. He needs your investment. And then I remembered, oh, it's only a play, you know, it's not so dramatic. It's so we may feel something for some time, and that is good. It is said that the place where it's easiest to develop devotional feelings for Krishna consciousness, that's in kirtan. Jiva Goswami says, kirtan or sankirtan is superior to kirtan alone because, he says, it invokes such extraordinary devotional feelings. But he says this will come about only if a devotee chants in the way Gauranga Mahaprabhu has instructed in the third verse, that is, in a feeling, in a way where he feels humble and tolerant. Huh? That's how it comes to you. When you do Sankirtan, be very careful when you come into the gathering of devotees. You have to be very careful that you come in the right mood, not like in the social mood, like, okay, I'm now seeing everyone and I have my new dhoti here, my new chada, and see how good I'm shaved up, you know, look everyone, I'm a good devotee. Or here I have my new zari with that Benares pattern on it, and so on. No, come that... Here you come in the association of rich people. You are a beggar and you want some Krishna consciousness. You beg for that. And you can get it here in the easiest way. Come in a humble state of mind. Krishna Sankirtan, Sri Krishna Sankirtan, or the chanting of the holy name, I have really noticed that yesterday. You know, I looked at some of you doing japa. It was... And I looked at you when you were doing the same thing, singing the same mantra, you know. It was really a remarkable difference. You did the same thing. It was the same mantra. But in Sankirtan, you feel... And in japa, you feel... I looked at you, I studied you very carefully, and I was surprised. But I saw also some very, very ecstatic japa chanters. I can't believe what's happening to me. One devotee had this, came to me and said, Maharaj, what did you do to us? I chanted. It was really going, you know, and... That I don't do anything. It's the whole. You do everything. It's your retreat. Whatever you put into it, in the way you surrender to the process, that's what you get. You are responsible for your experience. We made it clear in the beginning. So yes. So this Krishna conscious feelings, that is the real satisfaction. That's really what we all yearn for. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and I will end here. Oh, I'm actually on time. He quotes one verse. He says, with each bite of food, see, it's an analogy for food stands here for bhajan. For spiritual practice. Which each bite of food that a person takes, three effects occur simultaneously. He obtains satisfaction, nourishment, and sensation of hunger. Similarly, surrendered souls engaged in bhajan, means this personal worship, like japa is a form of bhajan, singing is a form of bhajan. Similarly, surrendered souls engaged in bhajan simultaneously experience three effects. The awakening of bhakti, you know, the warm start, the feeling start, no longer mechanical, aiming at prema. The next effect is direct manifestations of the Lord's beloved form, and then detachment from material objects. You can experience this if you surrender to the process of chanting. Just like someone who eats, he experiences fulfillment. You know, I know devotees, when they don't eat and sleep, they become very disturbed, and they find fault in anything and everything. But when after they've eaten and slept well, they are all right again, because the food and the sleep does something to them, to their body and their mind. So, in the same way, when you do bhajan, it does something to your spiritual life. You experience the awakening of bhakti, and you sometimes remember even Krishna. Remember our theater play yesterday, where the devotees remembered some scene he had heard about, but then he became proud. Oh, he lost it. So yes. And you will become detached. Do kirtan and you will feel detachment after some time. I talked yesterday to let me give another example because maybe you will find. I really have to go back in the past so that no one will find out about it. I talked in Sweden, there was a person who was addicted to heroin. That's very bad addiction, do you know? There are sexual addictions, there is now Facebook addiction, I heard, you know. People always cannot leave Facebook for some reason, and so on. There is all kinds of. He had a very difficult addiction, and I said, "Come with us for 1 week. We are the Harinam party. We did just Harinams in different Swedish towns. Oh, was it cold? But we did it anyways. We were young and idealistic, and we sat on the road and did our Harinam. And and it was amazing. He was with us. His name was Gunnar." And he would always attract other heroin addicts because heroin addicts can see somehow their buddies, you know. It was always a heroin addict. People, we had like 20 of them around us, and I felt slightly uncomfortable, but let's do kirtan. And really, he could maintain, he maintained this practice of singing in his own house after the experience of traveling with us. He was free from the addiction. I don't really know if it came back or not, but I distinctly remember he wrote me, I'm clean since you have done what no doctor in Sweden can do. Except with Prabhupada, this is there. There was one addiction magazine in America, and they said, Swami, Prabhupada has 90% success in healing all drug addictions. There was this magazine was available. So if you do bhajan, you will have a different experience in your life. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, thus, those who eat only a little food, only a little bhajan, will derive a little satisfaction, a little nourishment, and a little relief from hunger. Similarly, those who perform only a little hearing and chanting, like the Hare Krishna movement, about Krishna will attain a little bhakti, some realization of the Lord, little, and a little detachment, little. However, one can attain Krishna prema through this process. So I want to encourage you, don't remain hungry. Hungry for what you really want, a Krishna conscious experience where divine Krishna conscious feelings and not this material consciousness moves you. Get your balance in your spiritual life and you will see miracles unfold in your life. And it is very easy. Just, stay with the kirtan. Keep singing. Make this singing a regular experience. Even if you doubt in my words, there are very good scientific reports in Japan, I've found out, that you can influence your feelings by activities. What they did is, they had one student who was depressive, they put a pen in his mouth. I mean, he put a pen in his mouth so that the muscles, you know, had this mood, like if you smile, you like this. And he was cured from his depression. I have read this in a Psychology Today, American news, it's not some esoteric new age, blah, blah, blah. It's hardcore science. So if you sing Hare Krishna in your life, my dear devotees, you will experience also bhakti. It will come. These activities are bound to bring it in you. So please do this. Hare Krishna. I'm now 3 minutes over time, and I don't want to get another paper like yesterday. So I will... And by the way, thank you very much for the paper. I would have spoiled the whole day if I would not have gotten the paper. So I want to request all of you, now take your prasadam and come please at 10 o'clock. We need to start on time so that we can do everything. Today is Ekadasi, so there will be a light prasadam and you won't be tired afterwards. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Ihr fahrt?